We know a number of our viewers are at home today, with certain schools and universities across the world either closed or holding online classes only. Concerns about the novel or new coronavirus have led to shutdowns of places where people gather. Parades and concerts have been called off. Some international soccer games have been played in empty stadiums. Flights have been canceled, with fewer people traveling. We told you yesterday how the nation of Italy, which has seen the most coronavirus cases in Europe, went on lockdown. Public events there are banned. Travel's restricted. Because the virus has been spreading so fast, it's difficult to keep up with all of the countries announcing similar restrictions and attempts to contain the disease. After Monday's record-setting point drop in the U.S. stock market, there was a rebound yesterday after the Trump administration started discussing a payroll tax cut that would be intended to put more money in the hands of working Americans and help ease the economic consequences of the virus. Other countries' governments are also looking for ways to do that. As of yesterday afternoon, there were at least 849 confirmed cases in America. They stretched across most states and the District of Columbia. California, New York, and Washington each had more than 100 reported cases. There's a lot that health officials don't know about this disease, but early data indicates that older people are twice as likely to get seriously sick from it. Americans are being encouraged to avoid shaking hands and sharing food, to disinfect doorknobs, to regularly clean utensils, and especially to wash our hands.